Some teeth.
Yeah, Nevin Anderson. So we have a couple other guys who didn't play last year that will, you know, sort of fall in this class. So it'll go from really a three-man class into about a seven-man class with Devin Carroll also.
And a lot of people look at the uscho.com information there. These redshirted freshmen will still be listed as freshmen on the rosters, correct?
Yeah, they'll probably be listed as redshirt freshmen or redshirt sophomore.
Because they have 4 years of eligibility.
They do. They do. Yeah. And Mason, he's got a couple teeth missing too, but he tends to wear his fake one a little bit more than Jake does. And but him and Evan Anderson, you know, they got a year under their belt. The practice time was extremely good for both of them. They both have reshaped their bodies, especially Mason. I mean, he looks like a different person. And a lot of credit goes to Tyler Schlast with these guys. So we've got some depth. We've got some guys that are anxious to play, and I'm looking forward to it.
Former assistant coach Billy McCauley, I understand, got his first win over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll give a shout-out to Billy. Yeah. And he played Friday night. The Tri-City Storms beat the Omaha Lancers 5-1. So obviously we've texted a couple times, and that's good for Billy. He'll do a good job there. Now we just got to get him to start that pipeline between Tri-Cities and Michigan Tech.
So, Coach, you're able to be on the ice now a little bit more with the guys on a semi-full-time basis, I guess. And how has that been since you got on the ice? I mean, what has it been like? Have there been any surprises with you and your coaching staff?
You know, I wouldn't say surprises, but it's been good. For people who don't know, we have all these rules. So starting September 15th, we could go on the ice for 2 hours per week. You know, any way we wanted. We only had 2 hours per week. So we're still in that mode right now. This is the last week of that. But what you do when you go out, you can see some improvement in some guys who made some great strides in the off season. You know, whether a little bit quicker, whatnot. I've really noticed, you know, I don't like to throw names out there, but Brett Baltus is one guy who looks quicker, stronger, more determined this year. So, and we expect big things from, obviously, Baltz, but he looks good. You know, all our goalies look good, you know, and Joe Sean hasn't had a chance to be around very much because September's a huge recruiting month for us. So this weekend, all three of us were gone on the road. So, but anyway, we're on the ice now, but you pick up some little things. Haven't got a lot of systems. We're working more on individual things and some skill development, a little bit of systems and conditioning. But this week, as we move forward, we'll get into more of our systems. Just make sure we're ready to go for Laurentian.
Yeah, obviously you have in your mind who you want to give first crack at power play to. Do you see it being a little bit more cohesive to start this season than maybe last season as far as, you know, power play?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, what we do is we put all our power plays on a tape and just sort of watch them from last year and see who did what in what position, who they were with, what we liked, what we didn't like, some different movement. But as you and I talked about, you always have to keep your power play evolving. It's got to be different because so many people have tape, or, you know, everybody has tape now and watches it. So you can't be the same. You can't be the same every weekend. So, but we've got a number of guys who can play on the power play, and then you're trying to give roles to your freshmen. Is Brett Bowen going to be on the power play? Is Jake Jackson? Is Lucchini? Where are they? You know, all those little things, guys you haven't seen on the power play. Those are the biggest question marks. You know, we know Alex Patan can play on the power play, and it's just what position you want to put him at. Shane Hanna, Malcolm Gould, Tyler Hainan, and Mark Ock. I mean, we got a number of guys. So I've sort of got in my mind, we haven't done any power play work yet on the ice, but we'll start this week. And yeah, we've got a number of guys, so we should have two really solid units on the power.
Will this be another? It seems to me a very easy question to answer, but last year was such a tough lineup to crack.
Right?
Will this be tougher this year?
Will it be tougher? That's a good question. It should be. It should be because of the number of games guys got in last year, and because of some new bodies. You know, we lost four forwards, so there's some opportunity there, but you know, last year we had guys, anyone who came in the lineup played well, whether it's a Max Vallis, who anytime we put Max in a lineup, performed well, you know, and earned a spot, you know, but we've got 17 forwards and you can only dress 12. So there's going to be some guys. Patrick Anderson did a great job when he came in, gave us his type of game, you know, the hustle, the physicality, the defensive dependable, and end up scoring. So, you know, so we're going to have some very tough decisions, and that's good. Competition is good, and the players make the decisions for us. You know, they got to evaluate, you know, themselves in practice, and then we can go from there.
All right. Coach Pearson with us on the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. If you have any questions for Coach Pearson, he will be answering them a little bit later on. The questions are coming in, and we'll be doing that very soon. I wanted to chat with you in the next section, Coach, about your thoughts on the, I think the Nacho League just decided that they were going to go to a 3-on-3.
3-on-3, yeah.
Overtime.
Yeah, we can talk about that. I watch a little bit in the NHL. It's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Thanks for tuning in.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials, plus $1 off your favorite appetizers, like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home to me.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore Dress for Success sale is now on. Take 20 to 50% off women's and men's career apparel, such as suits, sport coats, slacks, shirts, blouses, ties, shoes, winter coats, and more. Tailoring is available. So come on in and be perfectly fitted at the Dress for Success shop. Hours are 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday, with the public always welcome. Sale ends October 2nd.
Welcome back here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93, and Coach is in our studio, and we are talking Michigan Tech hockey. Again, email address to get your questions in, dj@themix93.com. And Coach wanted to talk a little bit about some of the other guys that have left the program but are still representing Michigan Tech very well. Tanner Carroll, I know, had the game against Detroit in the preseason. I know he's been sent down since then.
Well, he has, and I had a chance to watch that game and Tanner, and you know, and I thought he did fine. You know, it's hard, though, especially when you go on a team like the Chicago Blackhawks, Stanley Cup champion. There's not as many roster spots, but I think the big thing with Tanner is you know, a young guy like him, is they want him to play. So how many minutes is he actually going to play in Chicago, and what role, you know, depending what role he would have there. So I think it's good for him to go down to Rockford and play a lot, learn their system, learn what it takes to be a Chicago Blackhawk. So, but it's great. It's great he can play in a couple games like that and just get a feel for what it takes, you know, when you're on the ice, you know, some of those NHL, especially playing in Detroit against that team too. So, I thought he, you know, did well, and he's just one of a number of guys that we've had a chance to watch and see in some NHL preseason games.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you've obviously been related to so many of these guys that have made that step from college to the NHL and have talked to them. And what is the nerve factor for a guy like Tanner Carroll or even Blake Pietila when they get that, even if it's a preseason game like that? And like you said, especially in Detroit against the Wings, I just can't imagine what a rush and yet what a nerve-wracking situation that would have
been. Well, I think it was. And some of it, it can you know, zap you of your energy. You know, you're so uptight, you're so wound up. And I thought it took Tanner a little while to get going in the game, and I figured that's probably what happened. Sure. The nerves, and then all of a sudden your legs feel like you're heavy and, you know, whatnot, because there's, you know, you're so excited, but at the same time the nervousness. But once he got going in the game, I thought he skated well, made a couple of good plays, and it's hard, you know, you're playing with other young guys in that game. It would have been nice to see him with, you know, Hosa or Taves or somebody, and just see, you know, could he play at that level with NHL players. But I thought he did well. You know, Blake Pietila was in Minneapolis all weekend. So I was in the rink, Dirk, get this, yesterday. I was in the rink from 7:30 in the morning till 10:30 at night and did not leave the rink. They had eight rinks
How many concession hot dogs did you? I did.
It's just I tried to stay away, but I ran into New Jersey's couple scouts there, and they're talking about Blake and how he played, and they're happy with him, and they've got him playing a little left wing and a little center, and picked up an assist the other night in an exhibition game. But Blake's